ACCA, the world's most forward-thinking professional accountancy body.
Hello. We've been interviewing students from all around the world who have passed their exams to get their top tips on how to be best prepared. So here's some of their advice for what to do the week before an exam.
I think by that time, everyone should have finished up all the study notes. So the remaining material should be some practice exams and mock exams available on ACCA Study Hub or some other learning website. I decided to take one mock exam every day, mark down some key points that I get them wrong in the mock exam papers.
So I normally like to get in two practice tests before the exams. I think other guidance is different. Some people say you need to do at least three. Some people say you need to do, you know, at least one. I think two was the right amount for me. And I think 1 week prior, I would have already done those two practice exams, and I would be deep diving on the weak spots that I found when I marked up those practice exams. And these are kind of key weak spots that I would need to firm up before test day. So I think 1 week before, I would already have those weak spots identified. I would do focused practice questions on those weak areas. I would then re-review technical articles to make sure that what the answers I've encountered on those practice questions lines up. Often the technical articles, because they go into depth on specific topics, they may have identified like a new angle to the answer that I didn't identify before. After that's done, I would usually update my notes and update my flashcards. So I've got golden source of truth in my notes and flashcards. And then I would basically be reviewing those notes a couple days before, and I would review the flashcards all the way up until the exam. So basically, in a nutshell, I would just be kind of drilling in on those weak areas and making sure that hopefully they're not that weak on exam day.
So the week before my exams, I focus on question practice, but it's all related to any areas that I'm a bit weaker on or any important areas. I do a lot of active recall on flashcards that I've prepared to just make sure that the information's fresh in my mind. And I also read the ACCA technical articles on their website because I think they're a great resource. And sometimes what's written about can come up in the exam, and having that fresh in your mind can give you a really, really good basis to prepare your answers on.
You can hear more insights from these students in their full interviews, available where you found this podcast. Next time, we'll hear their insights into the study practices that worked best for them. And we'd love to share your stories too. So get in touch if you want to be involved at studentaccountant@accaglobal.com.
This podcast was brought to you by ACCA. Find out how we think ahead at accaglobal.com.